We're talking high school boys basketball here on KSOM, talking with AHSTW's head coach, G.G. Harris. And, Coach, I know after three 20-win seasons last year, maybe a little bit humbling as the team fell to just 5 wins on the season. But you do have some talent coming back this year. Looks like at least 4 of your starters. How are you feeling about your team coming into this new season?
Yeah, well, we got a group that's ready to work, that's for sure. I mean, there wasn't a single one of us that were pleased with maybe the overall results as far as a record goes. But there was a lot of progress made last year. We were in a lot of ball games, and a big emphasis this year is going to be continued on that progress and figure out how, all right, we were in a lot of games. How do we put ourselves in a position then to win those ball games? And a lot of off-season work, and then, you know, as far as how the season started so far, we got a lot of guys bought in. And, yeah, the effort has been outstanding. And so as long as that effort's pointed in the right direction and there's some intentionality to what we do, I'm excited how the season's going to unfold.
Well, it starts with Luke Sternberg. I mean, no doubt about it, a stud football player, and is already getting some D1 football offers. I know he's got offered from Army and Air Force, and so we'll see what materializes with his football career. But he's a good basketball player, averaged 15.6 points a game, 5 rebounds a game, kind of did a lot of things for you, led you in steals as well, was I think he even led you in assists. So, I mean, I guess what can't he do on the basketball court?
Yeah, no, Luke's definitely a catalyst for us. He definitely poses, he could probably be one of the best defenders in the state. He's long, he anticipates great, he can guard on the ball, off the ball. And so we do ask him to do a lot of things for us. And one thing that he did really well last year is he learned to play off the ball and get other guys involved, like Colin Harder and Akanman Sukup, and then some other role players that really stepped up and their roles increased and that allowed other people to produce. And so he's a fantastic athlete. He's a great leader, and so he makes everybody else around him better. And one of the best things I've seen thus far to start this season for us is those other players that kind of their roles increased last year. They took off right where we ended last year, and that those roles are going to continue to increase, which is only going to make Luke better, makes those guys better, and it hopefully makes us a more complete and deeper team. Half our team are freshmen this year, so we know there's going to be a big learning curve there, but there's a lot of potential there. And so we're looking for more competitive practices, a truly development for these freshmen coming up, and then a lot of those juniors coming back along with Camden and Luke. We're really looking for that nice blend of experience with some youth coming up.
Right, Camden, coming off his football injury last year, didn't shoot much from the outside, but was able to do a lot of different things for you. What kind of stuff does he bring to you on the basketball court?
Yeah, he had to fill kind of some unorthodox roles for us last year, and he stepped up just like we had asked, but we're looking to move him kind of more on the perimeter, use his athleticism, get to the rim from the outside, and he does have a decent shot from the outside, so we just kind of feature him in a little bit different role this year, and he is really he's really flourishing in that right now, and we're looking to get the ball in him and Luke's hands a lot on the perimeter to break down that defense along with the Colin Harder, and we got some young shooters, hopefully we can get them some touches. And then a guy that came on the scene late for us last year, didn't go out as a freshman, is Caden Jorgensen. He's our big guy in the middle, and he is really – his footwork and hands have really came a long ways, and so we're really looking to go inside out, but get the ball into Cam and Luke Sams and really break down that defense.
With Nick Denning graduated, who are some of the – I guess Caden is one of those guys that needs to pick up the slack for him, or who are some of the others that needs to step up and compete for a starting spot and playing time off the bench?
Yeah, definitely Caden's going to need to fill that big role for us, and we're really excited what he's going to bring. Colin Harder, we're not going to get him back probably fully until after Christmas. He had a football injury as well, so we'll wait for his release date. But when he's back, he's our floor general. We're going to, he's our point guard. He's really going to command the offense and really kind of lead the charge, guarding the ball a lot of times on defense too. And so he's going to be a huge focal point in our season. But that's going to provide a lot of opportunities for until we get him back for some other kids to kind of find their way into that starting lineup and then a rotation for us. And that's a Chase Wheatley, Ty Nelson. A freshman, Evan Harder, who saw a little football time this year. It's Colin's younger brother that is going to have to he's really going to have to step up, you know, and we really got a lot of confidence in him. But those are guys that have really emerged thus far already this season. Drew Lee's another junior that's going to see a lot of time. And so we've got four guys right now that are competing for a spot and looking to really increase our depth off the bench as the season progresses.
What talk more about all of the freshmen. Like you say, half your varsity team could be freshmen this year, which means at some point they're going to probably get some playing time. What have you seen from this group?
That they're not afraid to work and stick their nose in there. You know, got a lot of, like I said, they're half our team right now, and so they're battling right there with the varsity every single day, and they're long, they're athletic, and they're willing to learn, and they're willing to work hard, and that's something you can't always coach, and so we're really pleased with what they're bringing. That length is going to be especially important in their development, but then also for us as practicing against, and if they practice hard every day, you know, it's interesting to see how that progresses and see if they can find more minutes at the varsity level along with some of their JV development. A young man that I haven't mentioned yet is Dayton Osbar. You know, he's 6'3", and he's got some stuff that you can't teach, and he's really working himself and kind of into that rotation already, where he's going to be a focal point for us as well, and it's really going to take the pressure off of some of those other guys that we've already mentioned. So really looking for that freshman class to really push the kind of the ceiling of the team.
Very good. Where do you see defensively? What's your main focus on that end coming into the year?
I'll tell you right now, we are a defensive first team. I've been talking a lot of offense, probably because that's where a lot of our growth needs to happen. But we can defend, you know, and we got a lot of guys that can defend 1 through 5 with adding Caden Jorgensen in the middle. He may not be a 6'8 kid rim protector, but he's athletic and he can guard, and he's really going to be able to hold down the middle for us. So we can really let our athletes go out there, guard the ball, rotate, be able to scramble a lot in the half court. But then we also feel that we can guard 84 feet. And so we really want to push the tempo on the defensive side and let that defense transition into some offense. And we're a defensive first minded team. We've got to find ways to make sure we finish possessions. Rebounding is going to be, we're young and we're maybe not necessarily the tallest. And so we're going to have to make sure that we can rebound on the defensive side of the ball too, to get us into the offensive side. But the defensive, I look for us to be very, very deep and be able to guard multiple positions and multiple different types of offenses.
So what's going to be the biggest key for this team to put things together and try to improve off last year's record?
Decision-making. Whether the ball's in your hands or out of your hands on offensive side of the ball specifically, we've got to become higher level decision makers. So whoever's on that floor, we're really concentrating on making good decisions, putting yourself and the team in really good situations to execute at a high level. And that's both sides of the ball, but specifically offensively this year, we've got to find ways to execute at a high level consistently.
Well, we'll see how it all comes together. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck to you and your Vikings throughout the season. Thanks so much.
You bet, Chris. Appreciate it very much.
GG Harris, head coach for AHSTW Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.